Let's talk to Clem Chambers. He's the founder of ADVFN. Very good morning to you, young Clem.
Morning, Nick.
Right, what's going on in the world? Or what's going on in your world?
Well, really, slowly going back into the market and, you know, formulating what the devil's going on. And I think we're back in 2000, where the Fed was basically maintaining the market by maintaining liquidity. So the Fed's taken out liquidity, and every time the market looks like it's going to, you know, die on its backside, it pumps liquidity in. It was quite a good set of data, actually, from the Fed itself that shows when they're putting liquidity in and when they're taking it out. And the reverse QE is not just a straight line. They're actually QEing, and then they're reverse QEing, and then they're reverse QEing, and then the market dives, and then they QE, pump money in. So there's a flip-flop between taking money out and putting money in, and they're working hard, by the looks of it, just to keep the market in a sideways channel. And as you can see, if you look at the Dow, that's a pretty fat sideways channel. And that's the world we're living in, a world where central banks are trying to keep the market flat while they take liquidity out slowly.
In terms of Europe, what are your thoughts there? Obviously, the political situation, Italy and Spain and the likes, movements on the euro currency. Is this the end of the euro?
End of the euro? I mean, when are people going to stop kind of saying that? I mean, it's to me totally ridiculous to imagine that the euro is going to disappear in the foreseeable future. It's a strong currency. It's a strong currency. The pound is weak. The euro's strong. It's like saying, oh, sterling's going to go away. You know, it's just not going to happen. Europe is not going to fall to pieces. It's just not going to fall to pieces. It's going to become, at this rate, with the bad governance in America, the global superpower. And that would probably be a good thing.
Wow. Okay, that's a punchy call. Now, turning to Bitcoin, what are your latest thoughts on that?
Well, it's in a nice, made a nice base now. So really, there's either onwards and upwards or another breakdown. I can't really get too enthusiastic. Again, I'm slowly building up my positions, but really keeping 80% of my cash to one side for this stuff. Because it's still very volatile. It's made a good base. Maybe this is a base, but you know, it wouldn't take much to push it a lot further down, or for that matter, a lot further up. It is a super volatile asset. But nonetheless, it's an asset. It's like the EU. It's not going to go anywhere. A few controversies and a few nasty moments, but it's not going anywhere. It's not going to suddenly fall to pieces and disappear. And it will go up because it is a deflationary currency, which will get more and more valuable. It's the same with Ethereum. Anything, I believe, that can be mined in crypto land has got a long-term future. I'm not so sure about these non-mineable tokens, on the other hand, but Bitcoin, Ethereum, all those guys, all the way down to the bottom of the pile, like Dogecoin, they're all going to do very well going forward, and they're very good currencies to transact in, very, very good. In fact, we're transacting a lot in crypto as opposed to fiat because it's faster, cheaper, and more reliable in many ways than fiat is, because there's no blooming, greedy, dishonest, incompetent bankers in the way.
And in terms of commodity markets, any thoughts on that in terms of oil, gold and the likes?
Well, gold's got to go up. I'm sorry, not gold. Oil's got to go up, hasn't it? Oil's got to go back over $100 at some point in the, maybe not too distant future. I just come back from the Middle East. Places like Dubai are in recession because of the oil price being so low a few years ago. So that economic reality has finally filtered through into those economies. So, and, they need a higher oil, and I think you'll find that they're going to get one. The world economy has been picking up, is not quite booming, but it's certainly not in a recession in general. And you're going to use more energy, aren't you? And if you use more energy, energy prices are going to go up. I think that's a simple calculus.
And finally, gold. Any thoughts on that at the moment? I'm told gold is old.
Gold is old. Yeah, gold is dead. Bitcoin is now the new gold because gold is expensive to secure. Actually, Bitcoin is not easy to secure either. And it's not so good to get out of the country on. I mean, the level of capital controls that are ambient, money laundering controls, know your customer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, border checks, blah, 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 makes gold almost impossible to be useful for things like flight capital or hedging against disaster, because you can't move it. And it's hard to buy it and it's hard to store it. And, you know, what are you going to do with it? You can't dash to the airport with a ton of gold in a backpack, can you? So, you know, gold is losing that usefulness in which is historical. Now, obviously, people still love gold as an item. There's still gold lust. It's still great for jewelry. It's still great for lots of things like that. And the world population is growing, and they're like gold too. But in terms of, you know, the financialization of gold, I think the role of gold in finances is going to be waning. And there's a lot of gold just sat there being an asset for financial purposes. And as that weakens, that's going to weaken the price of gold. I mean, gold could go back to $250 an ounce. Why not? I don't think it will, but I don't think you're not going to be getting the $5,000-$10,000 an ounce that all the gold bugs dream of.
Yep.
You know, it's going to move $100 here, $100 there. I think that's the future of it being just a really boring, for a change, stable commodity, which is, after all, it's kind of meant to be stable value and all that. And I think that's what you're going to see.
On that note, Clem, we've run out of time. That's Clem Chambers, the founder of ADVM. Thank you for your thoughts, Clem, as always. Cheers, Nick.